He is an entomologist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture and also an urban entomologist. And his name is Dr. Robert Miller. Thank you for joining us on WGN. And the reason why I asked you to come on was so desperate to talk to you. Chicago was just named the bed buggiest city in America. 312-981-7200. That's our phone number. You can call or you can text your bed bug questions. And I won't even know who you are. You can remain anonymous, which is a good thing. Why so many bed bugs, Dr. Miller? What have we done in Chicago to deserve this?
Good afternoon. I'm happy to be here. The short of it is people are moving around the earth a lot more these days than they were in the past. In doing that, they're moving bed bugs around with them. The other is the development of insecticide resistance, that some of the insecticides that we used to control bed bugs are no longer useful. So we have to come up with new mechanisms to treat them.
Okay, and I want to talk about that part of it in a moment. First, let's explain exactly what bed bugs are. I was explaining to a friend of mine, a very well-known veterinarian, that I was going to have you on the radio. And he said, well, why not have a parasitologist on? And we had a debate about whether bed bugs, clearly bugs, but are they parasites or are they not? You're the expert.
Well, they're parasites. I mean, they feed on blood from both humans and pets and other animals. So that's a parasitic lifestyle.
Just right there. But do they spread disease?
No, they haven't been found to spread disease. Actually, most people don't even know they're there. They get fed on and they have no reaction. That's by far and away the way humans react to bed bugs, although some people can have allergic reactions to them.
So that's something that has developed, I suppose, over a period of time. Better for the bed bugs if we have no idea that we were just dinner to 10 or 20 or more bed bugs, because then they are more likely to survive, I suppose. That's a good strategy.
That's 100% correct.
So over time, over evolution, they've actually, I doubt they've sent an email, let's make it so they don't detect that we're there. This just happened over a period of many, many, maybe thousands of years?
These bed bugs evolved along with humans. So as humans spread across the globe, bed bugs moved with them.
Are bed bugs always... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying they've always been a parasite of humans.
Okay, and this goes back... This goes back forever and ever and ever. All right, let's talk about how we get bed bugs. I will talk about how to get rid of them. And again, your phone calls or your text, 312-981-7200. I will get to those text questions. How do we get bed bugs in the first place? They're not always from a bed. I mean, most famously, you stay at a hotel, either a dump, or you stay at the fanciest hotel in America. It doesn't matter, I don't think. And then you come home to your house and you bring the bed bugs with you. First off, how does that happen? And to my understanding, that is hardly the only way it happens.
Yeah, correct. So bed bugs don't discriminate based on your economic condition. a common way to get them is you stay at a hotel or you stay somewhere not in your house and you bring them back either in your luggage or on your clothes. Bed bugs are, they can be found in a lot of different environments. So you just have to be vigilant and checking for signs for bed bugs in your home. But you hit the nail on the head. I mean, staying at a hotel, staying at a friend's house, getting secondhand furniture and not checking it for bed bugs before you put it in your house is another big way of doing it, of getting them. So those are the most common ones.
I have a text here that says, mm-hmm. Steve, I was riding the CTA, then came home and took a nap, and I believe, though I have no way to prove it, that that is where the bed bugs came from. And in doing further research, I've learned that the CTA has indicated that bed bugs have been found on the trains and also the buses. Is that possible?
It's possible. Taxi cabs, any sort of vehicle that you might ride in, they're all vulnerable.
All right. So when we come back, I want to find out how the heck in the world that you can get a Lyft or an Uber and check for bed bugs before you get in the car, and also how to check those hotels to determine. I mean, I travel a lot. Should I be worried? We'll find out whether you should be worried when we come back on WGN. This is Dr. Robert Miller. He is an urban entomologist with the USDA. U.S. Department of Agriculture. What is an urban entomologist? One who doesn't like the wild?
Well, urban entomologist studies insects that affect urban environments. So cockroaches, ants are the big ones. But bed bugs would fall into urban entomology along with other insects that basically invade buildings, households, things like that.
All right. So
termites is a big urban entomology pest.
Yep, I imagine so. So earlier you said check to see if you have bed bugs, and I love this question from area code 224 here. How do I know if I have bed bugs? What am I looking for?
Right. So you're not likely to find signs of bed bugs feeding on you, right? Because by far and away, people aren't reactive to the bite. And bed bugs feed like after midnight when you're asleep. So they're long gone by the time you wake up. So the way you find them is they like to get into the folds of things. Because it's called positive thanatopsis. They like to get into seams and get covered up, and they congregate in groups. So the seam around most beds, they have that kind of round seam that goes around the top and the bottom. They can get into those folds. The label of the bed. Sometimes they get underneath the label of the bed if there's like a little tear there, or if it's one of those labels that folds in half. You also can look in the headboard or along the furniture that's close to the bed, and any sort of nook and cranny where they might be, cracks in the walls. They really like if you have wallpaper that's peeling. They like to get into those little seams where the wallpaper is peeling, so you can kind of peek in there and look for them there.
Even during the day, would it be helpful to have a light that's focused on them so you could see them? But also, then if you have a light, I suspect they are more likely to try to hide.
Yeah, I was actually going to go there. If you have a bright light, they avoid light. So they're negatively phototrophic, which means they try to get into dark spaces. So if you shine a bright light on, they're going to scatter, and you're more likely to see them.
All right, so I'm at a hotel, let's say. Do I check the bed for bed bugs at the hotel? And one listener said that a few years back, they had bed bugs, and what he was told to do, or she was told to do, is put their suitcase in the bathtub of the hotel until they travel back. The problem is if you want to use that bathtub, then I'm not sure where you put the suitcase, but that's beside the point. What do you think about that?
Correct. So, yes, you're going to check the bed and the linen and, like, all those little fold places and things like that, like I said, with a bright light. Ideally, you have your luggage outside still, and you check, and if you see signs of bed bugs, you find another hotel.
Yeah.
So you don't even bring your stuff in. If you don't see any signs of bed bugs, but you're still concerned about it, it's better to put your suitcase, like, on the counter in the bathroom. Because a lot of people, the first thing they do is they show up to the hotel and they throw their suitcase on the bed, right? Mm. And they start taking their clothes out and hanging it in the furniture that's available. So all that stuff could be infested. So, you know, and everybody has their level of risk. So if you want to avoid having or being low risk for having bed bugs, if you could stick your suitcase in the shower, or if you put it on the counter in the bathroom, that would be a better place to put it.
I apologize, but I'm still a bit unclear, because I think you just said shine your light on the bed in the hotel, but earlier you said if you shine a light, the bed bugs are more likely to hide. So can you...
I'll clarify that. So the bed bugs, they're going to congregate in some sort of crack or crevice, someplace dark. But if you get in there and you shine the light on them, you're going to cause them to move. And that's going to make it easier for your eye to see them.
Gotcha.
Because human eyes can see movement really, really well. But if they're just kind of sitting there not doing anything and they're dark colored, and if it's a dark space, it's kind of hard to see them. So the bright light's just trying to get them to move a little bit. So you're like, holy cow, there's bed bugs here. I don't want to be here. So I'm going to get another hotel.
Yeah, that's why Harry Carey may have begun to say, holy cow. I don't know. Mm-hmm. All right, so yeah. let's say you order an Uber or a Lyft. Those are ways you can get them, or we talked about public transit. How in the world can you possibly check for bed bugs as you get into that Uber?
Yeah, it's the same technique. You're going to have to shine a light on the material of the vehicle and try to see if you can see any signs of bed bugs, like in the crack. I mean, it depends on how much time you have, but you can look around where the seatbelt, goes into the seat.
Dr. Miller, be honest with me here. You must order Ubers or Lyfts as you travel about. Do you actually check them for bed bugs? When you go to the theater, a movie theater, do you actually check for bed bugs yourself? I mean, is it a practical thing to do?
No, I don't. But like I said, people have different levels of risk. And so I have a low, I'm not too concerned about bed bugs getting into my house. I've never had them. But it's not to say that I wouldn't pick them up somewhere, like in a movie theater or an Uber or things like that. But you just have to look for their signs. And if you see that there's signs of bed bugs, then you need to control them as quick as possible.
Now that I've grossed everyone out, the most important question is, can you get rid of them? And if so, how?
Yes, you can get rid of them. I think prevention is one of the big things. So to your point, like, one of the first things that I do when I come home, and I travel a lot, but when I come home for a trip, the first thing I do is put all my clothes that I took on that trip into the washer and wash it in hot water if the clothes can handle it. But and then, put that suitcase in the garage and leave it there. And then look, and that does a lot to remove any like bed bugs or maybe eggs or immatures that you might have on your clothing. Also, you know, washing your bed linens every week, you know, that type of stuff. And then when you're washing them, check for signs.
Yeah, we only have 2 minutes left. So what if someone? That's okay. Yeah. What if someone does have an infestation? What do they do?
You can physically remove them. Try to find them and physically remove them. But honestly, I would seek out a professional exterminator.
Yes.
And have that company come, maybe get some quotes from different companies, and just go for the best quote or who you feel is the best.
Question.
Because they're gonna know about the local populations and what works and what doesn't.
Question here is, are there people that are actually certified to do this, and is that a company or person I should choose?
Correct. A professional exterminator has to be trained yearly on the latest techniques for the insects that they're trying to control, and bed bugs is one of them.
Is that hours? Is that because they're always adjusting to different insecticides that we use?
Correct, and new technologies that might be developed. So
I love this one last question here, and I love it.
Sure.
There are bed bug detecting dogs. Are they effective?
They are. Dogs can be trained to detect bed bugs. And actually, the Agriculture Research Service at the USDA, when we were doing, we're not doing research on bed bugs anymore. We haven't done research on bed bugs in the last 10 years. But when those researchers were there, part of what they were trying to figure out was what chemicals in the insect skin were the dogs actually detecting. And they were trying to find those combinations, because if they could find those chemicals, it would be easier to train a dog to find bed bugs, and they'd be more accurate. But they are very accurate. A well-trained dog can find bed bugs and very small, very low infestations of bed bugs. Like if you just have a few and your people aren't seeing it, the dogs can smell them.
No surprise there. Urban entomologist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Dr. Robert Miller, thank you so much. Now I know so much more about bed bugs. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.